Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos Staff Yudal. Pick up on Yud Gimel Beis about the bottom of the page about a Mishnah. Now we're going to dealing right now with something known as pigel. You know, pigel is when a person has the wrong intent, and they have in mind they're going to do it outside of the time or place, as we're going to get into. And in particular, we're going to be discussing two concepts. One is the shtei alechem. So we're going to see this where you have different parts to the actual carbon itself, different parts, different processes. So the shtei alechem was done on Shavuos, and that was you had two things of bread made out of chita of wheat and two lambs that are shlamim. And what they used to do is they would take the lambs, they would do tenufa with them, that's waving them, and then they would be makriv them. The dam was thrown, and the imurim were burnt on the mizbeach. Then the meat and the shtei lechem were eaten by the kohanim. And then we're going to deal with them as the lechem apanim. Lechem apanim we knew were the showbreads, the 12 breads ranged 6 and 6 with bezich on top. They had this lavona that was on top of it. And they stayed there from week to week. When they were done, the lavona was brought on the mizbeach. Lechem apanim was eaten by the kohanim. So we're going to talk about the case of the pigel, about one of these, one of the parts of these karbonos. Shachat shnei kvasim lechalachas min mechals lamachar. Let's say a person shechted two of the kvasos, that's the lambs. They had in mind, Rashi says, talking about kivsi atzeres, like we said, the chsiv, ushnei kvasim b'shenal zevach shlamim, v'osim kvasim atirim umakadshin l'shtei lechem. These are matir makadish, the two breads. V'alfa gav design kvasim upar ve'elim shnayim v'sayir izim k'si ve'asam. It says all these things. I'm a farshim perikat chilas. Daf mem zayin. This mesech that she'en a lechem kadosh ella b'shchita shnei kvasim. That's what the makadish it. Shlamim. Chol v'chus kakuyimo b'tunufa. Since they're connected with it when it comes to tunufa with the waving. So if you have shachat shnei kvasim lechal achas v'nechalos. L'macha. Why are you shechting the lamb, the lambs? You have in mind about the bread. You're going to eat one of them tomorrow. Let's say somebody burned the two spoonfuls of the lavona on the mizbeach, having in mind to eat one of the lechem upon him the next day. Right, same concept over here. Then Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Oso hachala, vosa seder shechichshev alav pigel v'chayev malav karis. That particular thing that you had in mind over there, you're going to be chayev curries for that. Vasheni pasalim akaris. The second loaf, or the, you know, or of the shtei lechem, or the second row of the lechem aponim, is pasul, but there's no, ain't no karis over here. V'chabim, they say, zevazeh pigel v'chayim lov karis. They said both of them is going to be an issue of pigel, and you're going to have karis because of it. Amrav Huna, Omer Hayy Rabbi Yossi, pigel b'yarech shel yamin. If one had pigel in mind with the right thigh of an animal, right, they're doing the avoda, he has in mind he's going to eat the meat of the right thigh outside of its time. Lo nispashes yamin v'smol lav davka. So it doesn't matter whether it's right or left, just give it an example. Lo nispagel yarech shel smol. The left one is not considered pigel. And only the one you had in mind for, that's going to be pigel, but the rest of it is not an issue. It says Rashi v'ochla, and chayiv karis, someone who eats that, the other one, if you're in mind for the right, the left one you eat, you're going to be fine. My taima, what is the reason? Ibai seim asfari, ibai seim akar. You guys say it's logical, you can say it's a pasuk. Ibai seim asfari, you want to go with it, you have a svara. Lo adifa machshava mimaisa tuma. The machshava, just the intent for pigel is not better than the act of tuma in reference to causing, you know, affecting the carbon. And that is, ilu itme chad eva mi itme lei kulei. If one limb becomes tummy, does that mean that the entire thing becomes tummy? Of course not. And we're talking about here, it's already separated. And it says Rashi, la'achish hufrish min hasbasar. It's already separated from the basar. So therefore, it's not going to be, of course, down there for the pigle, but one of them is not going to affect the other. If you buy Sam Makra, you can simply learn it from a pasuk. Ma'anefesh al-chalas mimena avonatisa. Pasuk says, but pigle, and the person that eats of it shall bear his sin. They're going to get karis to such a thing, which saying that this idea of karis is mimenu velo michavero, from it and not from its friend. Right? Specifically the actual thing itself, not to the other one. Eisfei Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Right, this all started with Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna. Then we said that Rabbi Yossi would say that Pigel with the right is not going to mix up the left and Pasuk or logic, so he has a kasha. Leolam ein bo karis. The second one is never going to have karis. The second loaf is not going to have karis. We had in mind for the first one. Achi yifagel b'shtem b'kazayis. Unless one has a pigel intent in reference to both of them of having at least a kazayis. If someone had a pigel thought during the matzav, and only in reference to one of the two loaves of the shtei lechem, the second one's not going to be pigel. Only if he had in mind to eat from both of them out of its time, they're going to be pigel. And this is only if he had in mind to have only a kazayis of both of them together still. But that's when it's going to be a problem. Says Rashi, Kolmar Fila Lo Pigel Ella because Zayis being Shteim have a Kula Pigel. Even with the Kazayis total from both of them, B'Shteim in right. So what's the Mashmos here in reference to both of them? Then they're going to be considered like it's Pigel. B'Achas Bem Lo. But if it's only one, they're not. Rashi says B'Achas Bem Lo Nispalga Chaverta. If you had in mind with only one, the other one's like going to stop. Mani, now who's this going? Like Eli Rabbanon. If you want to say it's going through Rabbanon, I feel B'Achas Nami. They said that even if there's pigel about one of them, they're both going to be considered pigel. So clearly there can't be the Rabbanim. Rashi says, "Aminim b'vasis and zev is a pigel." It says straight up, both are pigel. Ela pshita Rabbi Yossi. It must be going in the world of Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, then we're seeing that if you have a mind pigel, but one kazayis from both of them together is going to be pigel. But hold on 1 second. Yeah, I might be shlamachad gufo. Okay, this makes sense. Let's say talk about by an animal. Right, with the yarek, with the thighs. If you say it's all one animal, reference to pigel, so beyond its time of one thigh is going to mess up all of them, mishum hachi mitzayif. That's why, in case of the two loaves, are going to be mitzayif for pigel, and one kazayis and both of them together is going to cause them to be pigel. Okay, mishum hachi mitzayif. Beep, turn the page. Yudalim raf el-iyah ma'tshrei gufininu. If you want to say that the animal's thighs are considered like two separate things, two separate units in reference to pigles, so if you have in mind you need some one of them out of its time, it's not going to mess up the other one. Mimit starfi? Do the two loaves combine? If you see by the animal, which is actually connected to one another, if there's a thought that you're going to consider them like they're two separate zaken, then the separate units for pigel, how with the loaves, which is just, you know, in his mind, how can you consider that like one unit? Says Rashi. Top right corner. Eliam are gabi yurechos by two thighs. The mechad gufa, so they come from one. Trey gufin, they're considered like two. Vim pigel zu, below zu, lo inspagla zu, gabi chalos. Is that going to inspagla the other one? The gabi chalos. Ki arvin lechol kazais mishtayim. You're going to go and you're going to combine the two. Mimahanya iru machshavoso. Lahavi chad gufa tfei mechibor zevach de lo mahani lertos. How does that make any sense? Says Gemara. Hamani, who is this in this price? It's not a Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi he. No, it's a new character in the scene here. Rashi says Rabbi he. Rabbi Yossi lo aribahu velo tikshe lo rafuna. This is no shaychus to him. Right, it says that the loaves can be combined for pickle, has to hold that the animal's thighs are automatically combined, but it knocks off the kasha and Rav Huna by saying that the b'risa is that Rabbi Yossi, Rav Yossi. The time will come to b'risa. Shochet is a keves, lechochachi zayis mechalazu. If one shechs the first lamb, you know, the shavuos, and he has a mind to eat half of the of a kezayis from this one outside of its time, b'chein chavero. Lechochachi zayis mechalazu. It does the same thing with the other one. Rabbi Omer Nisha Zekasha. I say that this carbon is going to be kasher. Rashi says, what does that mean? That it's kasher lahakter emurav. You can go and you can burn its limbs. Velecha basad alochishiv elechatzi achila b'chatzi mater. You only had in mind half and half. Time edar mechatzi chatzi. We learn that out to say because one said he's going to have chatzi kezayis from this one and chatzi from that one. Aval Omer kezayis mishneim. But if he says the lashon differently, he says I'm going to have kezayis from both of them. Then mitzdayer, for as he has in mind to be putting them together. Rashi says, "V'amr kezayis mishteim de irvin lechalus machshavoso." V'amr b'chol echad ve'echad minakvasim harini shochet amas lechu kezayis mishteim lamacher mitzarfe. Then you have in mind for tomorrow. Then it will be mitzdayer, which is pretty wild over here. So since Rabbi says that if one intends to eat a kezayis from both of them, it's considered it's now pigel. So we can say that. The previous price, so it says that pigel is never affected in both of them unless one has a mind for both of them. That goes according to Rebbe. That's Rebbe's opinion. It says, come on, 1 second, but Rebbe, I leave the man. Who's Rebbe going like? Who's he teaching like? Which of the ones in the mishnah does he go with? about Pigel's intent that involves only one of them. Eli, the Rabbanon, if you want to say he's going according to the Rabbanon, Afilu b'achas me'en nami, then even if the person had in mind to have a kezias of one of them, he also considered that the Pigel's going to be the second one. So how could we say that the intent is to have both of them? And Eli, the Rabbi Yossi, if he's going according to Rabbi Yossi, how'd you kosher l'duchtei? Kosher l'duchtei. Then we go back to the original question. If Rabbi Yossi is going to say, if Rabbi Yossi would hold that Pigel, even outside of its time, in reference to one of the animal's thighs, is not going to impact the thigh of the other one, like Rav Huna said, how can Rebbe say that intent regarding a kezias from two of them is going to consider a pigle? Who's he going like? Rashi says, we saw right earlier, the Gemara base. It says the answer. The Gemara really is going in the world of the Rabbanan. Rashi says, "Look at the kasha. Look, you asked a filu ba'achas me'en nami lo tema b'shtehem the havada filu ba'achas me'en nami. Even one of them is going to be velo tema at so back of the Gemara. The olam alib the Rabbanan velo tema at shi'afagel b'shtehem. But don't say it's teaching that pigle is never happening unless one has pigle intent in reference to both of them, both of the loaves. Ela'ema at shi'afagel b'shtehem. What it means is." Until you have pigle intent involving shneim, both of the kvasim, both of the lambs, afilu ba'achas me'en, and even if he has intent with one of the loaves, both of them are going to become pigle. Ulafuke mid Rabbi Meir the amr mefagim b'chatzimatim. This goes against Rabbi Meir, says that pigle can work through intent of the avoda of part of chetzi matir, part of a matir. Kamash malon de lo. And the Brisa is coming to tell us that pigle is not going to happen unless the pigle is there during the entire voda of an individual matir. Ihachi says Gemara, Ihachi my lolam. If that's true, then what's the Brisa is saying when it says pigle is leolam is never affected unless one has in mind in reference to both of them. Rashi says leolam mash with the mapik mimilsa tuva. What is that? What's that coming to say over here? Yeah, my bishlamah b'shtem u b'shneim. Okay, if yeah, my bishlamah b'shtem u shneim. Okay, that would make sense for Rabbi Yossi. He lafukin Rabbi Meir with the Rabbanu Kasi. Okay, that's all good and dandy, right? If you want to say that the brisa means a pigle has to be intended in reference to both of the loaves and must involve the avoda of both of the lambs, and we're going with Rabbi Yossi. He says that in kavana. About one loaf does not can make the other one pigle, and it's coming to the lafuke, the opinion of Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir says a pigle can be affected through kavana while shechting even one of them, one of the lambs, and the Chachamim say that both loaves are pigle through intent regarding one of them. Okay, that's why it says liolam that the pigle is never affected unless one intends both of them. It means that. Means that even if one had a mind pigle while shechting both lambs, he hasn't made both loaves pigle unless he specifically intended to eat both of them outside of the time. Aliyah mit Rabbanan, but if you want to say the Brisa is going to the Rabbanan, the Lafuke mit Rabbi Meir, and it's coming to, you know, to Lafuke. Rabbi Meir's opinion, like it says, Ad shi'afagel b'shnehem. Means both one has to have pigle intent for shechting both lambs, my liolam. So what is it? Why do you say the word liolam? That pigle is never affected. That's what it says regarding both of them. The Brisa goes to Rav Yossi's opinion. So original question: Hazer Kosh Leduchte. If Rav Yossi holds that beyond its time kavana about one of the animal's thighs doesn't create to make the other thigh pigle, how can one say this Brisa? In this price of that intent regarding a kezias from the two loaves together is going to make them pickle. Ve'od, and not only that, furthermore, Ha'amir of Ashi, Rashi says, Toshima, Rabbi Omer Mishum, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi says in the name of Yossi, Piga v'dover anasa b'chutz, if one had mind pickle in reference to something that's done outside of the Eichal, pigle, it creates pigle. But if he has pigle in connection with something that's done inside the echal, low pigle. It does not, it didn't affect pigle. Didn't do nothing. Ketzad, what's the case? If he's sitting outside the echal in the azar, and he says, I'm going to shech this carbon over here in order to sprinkle some of its sam inside the echob tomorrow. Lo pigel, didn't do anything. Because it's a thought of outside, it's something done inside. If he's sitting inside, he says, I'm going to sprinkle the dam over here in order for it to go out to burn the emurim, the sacrificial parts, and the outer mizbeach tomorrow. Or to go to pour the dam, the left of the dam outside the mizbeach tomorrow. Lo pigos, no pigos. Mashava efnim, but don't ask bechutz because mashava inside. If something's done outside, I omer bechutz. I'm standing outside. He says, I'm going to show the manas lishpoch. Shirayim lemachar. I'm going to go and check this thing in order to pour the dam outside the hachtim lemachar. Then pigol because it's outside and outside. Mashava bechutz, but don't ask bechutz. Lishpoch shirayim lispaluge. Lispaluge mai in reference to the intent to pour the dam, the shirayim of the dam the next day. In what part of the carbon does it have the ability to make pigle? What part of the carbon is going to be fall into this category if somebody else pigle gets karis? Ilim elefluge dam, if you want to say this intent has the ability to make the dam itself pigle, so one who has it within Bichayev karis, I'll say dam mi befagel. Can dam become pigle? But the dam, we're going to say the Mishnah, is vachem il is vermeshev chayev melayim mishem pigle. These are the things that a person is not going to be chayev karis. You know, for pigle, if he goes and he eats them, even when it's brought with outside of its time and it's considered pigle, a person who has these, it's not going to get curry. It's a komitz v'alavana. V'haketores u'minchas kohanim u'minchas esachim u'minchas kohanim meshech v'hadam. So you see, she had a pigle can't, the intent can't ever make dam curry or pigle. Elav shita l'flugi basar. It must be, it's talking about, it's obvious that the kavana to pour the dam, the shirayim of them the next day was going to make the meat itself, right? The meat is going to become pigel. Hashto mahasam the lo chashiv be b'basar gufei. Though over there, the person did not have the pigel in mind about the meat itself. All he had was about the shirayim of the dam. And yet, him kolzam Rabbi Yosef Mifagel says pigel hacha de chashiv be b'zevach gufei. Then here in the case of the right thigh, where he had a mind dafka about the meat itself, lo kolsha came to pigel b'yerech yamin, pigel b'yerech shmol, then obviously we had in mind pigel for the right one is going to also impact the left one as well. Ve'od, all these are Tanaka Ravuna, that's what all this is doing. Ve'od am Ravina, toshma, let's take a look and see from the Mishnah on your Gimel. If somebody does kamitsa on the mincha, and he has in mind to eat its leftover or to burn its komets the next day, so Yossi is going to be masking this case that this is going to be pigle and the person is going to be chayev karis. What happens though if he has in mind to burn the komets the next day? And what part of the carbon does it have the capacity to make pigle? Now you're going to get karis. Ilim leflugi komets. If you want to say this is the kavana that this kavana has the ability to make the komets into pigol. I'll say komets mim fagel. Can the komets ever become pigol? But tanamba we learned in the Mishnah is v'amishen chayv malav mishum pigol. Ha komets is one of them we just brought before. Elipshit leflugi shirai must be talking about. It's that if you have in mind to burn the komets the next day, then what are you doing? You're making the shirayim of that carbon to pickle. Hashem ha'hosam loch hashabu shirayim gufei. You never remember the shirayim itself, yet it still impacted it, right? Impacted it. So then clearly with the right thigh and the left thigh, if you have in mind with the body itself, it's going to impact it. Beep, turn the page. You're down on the base. Mifagli, Rosi has become pigle, so hachad chashabu bezvicha gufa. You never mind the gokol shugin, now it's going to become pigle, like we said before. Clearly what comes out, the Rosi doesn't hold the general rule that when one intends pigle for a specific part of the carbon, the other part remains non-pigle. It's din in our Mishnah that if someone intends pigle in reference to one of the two shavuos loaves, right, the shnei lechem, or one of the two lechem upon him, he does not cause the second loaf of things from pigle. He's talking about specifically these. It follows that his opinion is not based on svara or on pasuk, like we said before, right? The svara, that the intent for pigles is compared to like the idea of tuma, and that of the pasuk of someone who eats mimenu from it, but not his friends. Since that applied generally to all karbanos, since Rav Yossi's opinion is specific to shelechem lechem upon him, obviously he doesn't accept that logic and he doesn't expound the pasuk. Like we said, he has another reason for his din. So we knocked out Rav Huna's way of explaining Rav Yossi's view. The Gemara now brings another way to explain it. El Amar Rav Yochanan comes like Rav Yochanan and he says, Hainu Tamar Rav Yossi. This is the reason for Rav Yossi. Hakasav Asan Guf Echad. The Pasuk considered these two loaves like one unit. Hakasav Asan Shnei Gufin. It also made them, treated them like two separate things. Guf Echad, the Ma'akvi Adadi. Consider one guf, that one is can hold back the other, and you can't bring, one can't be brought without the other one. You can bring the car, one of them is the car without the other. Shnei gufin, gufin, you mean to two, damer chamana halachuda avida halachuda avida. Consider two, that the pasuk says that this one should be prepared by itself, and this one by itself. So by pigal also, it can be considered like one or like two. Arvinu misarvin. So if one combined them, and they had in mind to eat a total of a kizayis from both of them together, and after the time, then they're considered combined, and the pigal effects because that of the kasavas and gofechad. But palginu mefagin, if you separated them and tend to eat only one of them out of its time, they're considered separate, and only that one becomes pigal. That kasavas and shtegufa, because the pasuk made them into like two things. Period. Okay. Boy, Rabbi Yochanan, pigal balachmi told them out. If one had my pigal about the lachme toda, the bread of the toda. What's got toda? Lecha Hashem toda. What's going to be the din of there? Are the other things, other parts of it considered pigal or not? Says Rashi, pigal lachme toda. Shein arba aminim. Four different types of loaves are brought. There's 40 loaves total, four different types. Upigal be'echad mehen me'aminim mi'pligi Rabbi Yosi Rabbanan b'ha im nispal v'acherim halo. Do they argue about the other ones or not? Me'aminim kima de'zevach echad matirin kechad damyan, because one zevach is going to matter. All of it is considered like one. Odil me'kima de'lav chad minahu Rabbi Yosi, they're not one min, therefore he separates them. And also, what about, excuse me, p'minchas ma'afemahu, what's going to be the din about a baked mincha, what's going to be in there as well? Because the baked mincha has 10 matzah breads, baked like loaves or wafers. So that is the question.
They both have the same type of question. And that is that Rav Yossi, who says by our Mishnah, is that only by the case of the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him, which says two matirin, right, the shtei lechem are eaten through the bringing of the kvasim, and the lechem apadim through the lavona, or does he hold this whenever a carbon has several different types, then a pigal intent regarding one of them does not make the other one pigal? That's the question over here. Tana leiv of techlifim of techlifim from ma'arava from Eretz Yisrael, he said, he taught the following braisa. And you also say the same deal. Yeah, and you would apply both of these dinim by these as well, right? So this machlokas that we have in the Mishnah between Yosef and the Chachamim also goes to this also. Let's say at the time of doing shchita, one had in mind to eat chatzi zayis of one of this carbon outside of its time. B'shas zrika chishev lechol chatzi zayis, and then zrika had in mind to have the other chatzi zayis pigal that makes pigal. And finish shchita with zrika mitzarfen, you are mitzarf the two of them together, the shchita and the zrika, the shechting and the throwing of the dam. Igadami, some say, ayayay shchita zrika the tervayo matirinin. That's when these two things are matirin. So yeah, they can be mitzayif, but kabal v'olacha lo. When it comes to the idea of receiving the dam and holacha and walking it, Rashi d'alav matirin and those are not called matirin. Then lo mitzayif, the kabal ain't materis. Kabal is not matir anything. They ain't el tzarech zrika. You need in order to do the zrika. V'kidam esim sehanach n'rachkin. If even these, the shrita and the zrika, which are far apart from one another, do the shrita first and the zrika is last, yet they're still going to combine the cholsha came to honey and certainly these two as well, and the kabbalah and hocha was right next to each other. And is that really true that it you can combine these two things, that of the shrita and the zrika, you can combine these two? Vatani Levi arba vodos in mitzarfos lepigal. Furvus are not mitzarif. Hashi shtayim hem biyachad. Im chisha bezuach ad al chatzizayis, bezu al chatzizayis. Back in the Gemara, shchita bezuach gabal v'lacha. These four, if you do chatzi with all of them, any of them to be mitzarif, you need to have a full amount, so it doesn't work. Amarava lo kasha. Ha rabbi, the Bryce says that the votes can't be combined, that's rabbi. Ha rabbanan, the rabbanan, which says that they do, they that's rabbanan. The time runs in the Bryce, shochit is a kevas lechol chatzizayis mechalazu. Some of the shchita on the kevas have a chatzizayis of this chala, out of its time. And similarly, the second lamb, is that the other one? Rabbi Omer, where I need, says that Kasha, I said it's good because they're not made styrofoam of the Rabbanon. When did you hear the Rabbi say that two intents don't mit styrof? Chatzi matav chatzi achila. That's specifically if each intent was a chatz had in mind of it, half a matir and half of the achila, half the gzais. But kula matir chatzi achila, mi shamatle, and by the case where he has in mind an entire matir and half of the amount, did you hear him say that they're not going to be tzarif? Maybe Rabbi would mask him that if one has in mind for chetzi zayis during the shechita and another chetzi zayis during the zrika, that they're going to be mitzarif. So the original, we're back to our original question. How can we explain the brayso taught by Levi, which is that the four voters are not going to be combined to do pigol, with the first brayso said, which says that the shrita and the zrika are not mitzarif. Amalei Rav Barav Chanan Abaye. Says Rav Nachum Abaye, Rav Nachum Abaye, vi islay le Rebbe kulo matir v'chatzi achila. If Rebbe holds that we have two intents by an entire matir and half of the amount necessary for eating, they're going to be mitzarif to make pigol. If you want to say that that's the case, ligzor chatzi matir v'chatzi achila, you should also make a gezira by a case of two intents by half of matir and half of the achila. That at least in the Rabbanan is going to be a problem. We're at least going to have a rabbinic problem. Rashi says, "Delifso atu kulo matir v'chatzi achila dekarisu." Back in the Gemara, "Atu kulo matir v'chatzi achila," which is Rashi just spelt out. Why does Rebbe say that the case is going to be good, even if the matir, and even it's going to be mutter, right, to eat? Deha Rabbi Yossi Gazar makes sense to make this gezer, because Rabbi Yossi is Gazar that a carbon without enough pigol intent is not going to be the Rabbanan as a gezerah. By a similar case, is going to be midaraisa, Rabbanan Gazri. Father Rabbi Yossi Gazar, Rabbanan Gazri. Right, they would say it's at least the problem, midarabanan. Rashi, this is Rabbanan Nami, b'mastis, and the Katani, pigol, b'aktaris kometz, amanas lechol shirayim lachar, below pigol b'aktaris lavona. Rabbi Yossi goes there. What do you say? Rabbi Yossi goes there by a pigol, which is not enough. He says the Tanaim and the Tanaimish earlier had given him enough. The Hakdel Levona Salamacher. If one does kemita on a mincha with intent to burn the Levona the next day, Rabbi Yossi possibly in a bakaris. He says possibly no karis. Chamim omrim pigol v'chayim lo karis. They say it's going to be pigol, and you are chayiv karis. V'rabbanan, where do you find that they goes there? Nami goes. Read the Tanaim and the Mishnah. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to see the Mishnah tests of Zayin and Aleph. Pigel becomes told by Lavona. If someone has mind to do pigel by the comets, but not during Lavona, then or by Lavona love the comets. Emir Omer pigel chayim love the karis. Chom Omer im the karis. Such a fagel bechal matir nak bechalis and listen to the entire thing of it, but it's still going to be a problem either Rabbanan. Omer lei says no hachiyash. I can compare these two. You can compare the cases that Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim said to this case of Rebbe. Bishlam hasam misa v'sense over there because Gazer Rabbi Yossi comets to Lavona to comets to the mincha. You made a gazer of the comets to Lavona because of that of the comets of the mincha. That v'ravana because the comments to comments the michas chote levana to levana haba bebezichin b'ksavim nami by the lambs of shavuos and that of the levana bezichin also keves atu keves chavero the chachamim they're making zera of the shavuos loaves are no good because of the intent involving the avoda of one of the lambs. Because of you have to be careful about a case where there's going to be intent during the avoda of the lamb of its fellow lamb also. Bazich atu bazich atu bazich chavero. Elahacha, but over here in the case that the Rebbe's talking about, where one has a mind of pickle for half of a kazayas during the shechita. If only one of the two lambs, mi'ika chatzi matir v'chatzi chila ba'alma, is there any case of pigel
and any other piece of kibbutz that has half a matir and half a required measure of a chila, that the lakum ligzer, you're going to get up and you're going to make a gezer over here? That doesn't exist. This type of case doesn't exist. So Rebbe was going to come out to say that a pigel intent about chatzi zayis during the shechita of each of the lambs is going to remain totally fine. It's going to be valid because there's no comparable case in which it is pigel. Hachinam mistabra. It also makes sense. This right, the Talmud Rabbanim mishum hachihu. At the Rabbanim's reason for their gezera, to decree the offering unfit in each of these cases, because the necessity to guard against a specific similar case, the Katani Sefer, because we have written the Sefer, Mod B'cham L'Rabbi Meir B'Minchas Chot and Minchas Kanos, they're masking the next day, Pigel B'Komets, while burning the Komets, you intend to eat the Shiraim the next day, Shepigel B'Chayom Alei Karis. It's going to be Pigel and Chayav Karis, Shekomets U'Amatir, because the Komets is the Matir. Halomeli L'Mister Klau, why do I need a Mishnah to teach us at all? Pshita, obviously, me, Ikam Matir, Chinez, or another Amatir, El Alav, Hakamashon, is coming to teach you the time of the Komets. The reason the Chachamim, they're done by the Komets of a regular Mincha, the one who has a mind tigel during the burning of the Komets alone, that they said it's going to be possible, because the Michas Chotis is similar to it, and which is going to be considered pigel on the basis of a Kavana during the burning of the Komets. So we see that the Chachamim made Kazera, that of carbonus, they're going to say it's no good, specifically when there's a similar case that's going to make it into pigle. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.